For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
When you get the Planet Fitness Black Card, you can bring a friend anytime you work out. And now through March 13th, get your first month free when you join. You heard that right. Conquer the stair climber with your partner in climb. Enjoy a post-workout recovery session in the hydro massage. And do it all again with access to any of our 2,700 convenient locations. So, you coming? Get your first month free and all the perks with the PF Black Card for just $1 down, $24.99 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends March 13th. See club for details.
Welcome to the Baseball Insiders Friday show, 3:30 Eastern. I am Adam Weinreb, joined as always by FanSided's MLB insider Robert Murray. Last week, when we talked spring training hot starts, it was too early to talk about spring training hot starts. Now, it's similarly early. It's almost exactly as early, but we know you're watching, and so we're going to talk about what we've seen so far, including one team that has caught my eye a little bit because their centerpiece superstar might be leveling up entering his age 23 season. Plus, any injuries to worry about, anything serious to monitor yet, and anything cooking. Here to answer all of your questions as well is FanSided MLB insider Robert Murray. Robert, week two, end of February. We tomorrow enter the month where opening day happens. Something snarky might come up in the comments at some point. I mean, you never know where this show is going to go.
No, you never really know. But it's good to be back here again. I forgot. I missed a button while I was buttoning my shirt, so I started the show with a lot of chest today, which that's never, I mean, I guess never a bad thing. I did hit chest this morning, so that's always good. But good to be here with you. We got lots of talk today about some extension candidates. I am drinking a Mountain Dew, so that's always good. Good to be back. Adam Weinreb, how are you doing today?
Good. I've never had a Mountain Dew in my life.
Dude, you're missing out. It's the best soda there is. Dude, Jeff Passan's a Diet Mountain Dew guy, and I gotta slander him for that, because Diet Mountain Dew is the way inferior version of Mountain Dew. So regular Mountain Dew is the best version of Mountain Dew, and I am contradicting Jeff Passan on that one.
I'm going to embarrass myself, but also I can't possibly embarrass myself more considering my New York Giants are seeking Aaron Rodgers' help at quarterback. So why not? I just didn't grow up a soda guy, so I don't really like have soda preferences. We're a Diet Coke household, but I don't partake. I like Dr. Pepper. Sometimes people will give me a soda and I will go, that's fine. But I've never had the inclination to, oh, I got to go drink a soda. That's what I want to have right now. I'll give me juice. I will do a Celsius from time to time. I love an iced tea. And then also beer is good. But soda, not for me.
No, I'm telling. Also, I do want to give a shout out here. This is a good shout here by obviously a burner.
Yes.
I want to give Karma a shout out here, because like he's at the NFL Combine right now.
He sure is.
And there was a big crowd, what was it, over Travis Hunter, I believe.
Yeah, everybody asking Travis Hunter the same question about whether he's a wideout or DB.
And then Karm was next to, I don't know who the player was next to Hunter, but Karm was the only guy interviewing the player. And I give Karm a ton of credit, because I've been in that situation before, and it's hard to ignore the star player like that. But that player is going to remember that for the rest of his career. And I hope that whoever that was gives Karm all the exclusives going forward, that he never forgets that, because that is everything that Mark Carmen represents. He is just an unbelievable guy. I miss him on the show. Adam, I love you, obviously, but Karm is like, yes. Yeah, he's just a great guy. So shout out to Karm.
Yeah, I think it was Elijah Huzzy from the North Carolina Tar Heels. So shout out to Karm for two reasons. Look, if you want quotes and sound and exclusive video, what are you going to get? You're going to be the 58th person to record Travis Hunter saying the same thing? Or are you going to be the one talking to an athlete who might make an impression at the next level who's not being swarmed? I would do that. I'm going to spring training next weekend. Hopefully I'm going to be doing some of that. I don't want to just be the 90th guy to throw my camera at Nolan Arenado. I want to get some juice for you folks. Tune into the Baseball Insiders next week. We're going to be here, typical time Monday, Wednesday for sure. Might need to move things around a little bit Friday, but we will be live You know, absolutely gonna, might be the same exact time. I'm actually gonna talk to everybody about that when we get off the podcast. But we'll figure that out. Turn your notifications on, you'll know when we're going live. And if you want to talk to us between shows, hit us in the Discord. That is where you can interface with us between shows. That is where you'll, you know, be able to ask your questions in the Rumor Mill Discord and the All-Star Discord. We have exclusive Q&As 3 p.m. every Thursday with Robert, now in the Rumor Mill tier. Also, please subscribe to the Moonshot if you have not. That is our weekly baseball email newsletter from the fan-sided MLB team, including Robert, including myself. We break down all the biggest stories in the big leagues with humor, insight, behind-the-scenes info. And you can also find that on the Baseball Insiders feed on fansided.com, fansided.com/baseball-insiders. Robert's columns are there, humor and insight from yours truly, and the best of baseball and pop culture crossovers from the fan-sided MLB staff writers. So check it out. Join us there on YouTube, on podcast platforms. I've seen the numbers tick up on the podcast platforms a little bit in a nice way these past couple weeks. So if you're an audio listener, we love you. Rate and review us. We would love that as well. And if you're an audio listener, we recommend upgrading to the video for Reds games so you can actually watch Ellie De La Cruz instead of just listen to Ellie. He looks ridiculous. And yes, natural talent shines through in spring training sometimes. The pitchers, though, were typically ahead of the hitters. So 3 homers and 9 at-bats, 5 hits, a cool 2.303 OPS does stand out to me and a lot of people as notable at this point in time. And as if I wasn't already going to be watching the Reds and Terry Francona, because I do think he brings something interesting to a team that needed veteran leadership. I think Jonathan India even said it, which is a bummer to hear if you're David Bell. But India's gone, and now the Reds still have several top-tier players like De La Cruz as a centerpiece. So that has some people asking about Ellie as an extension candidate. I know why, but I also don't think that a talent like that is going to be willing to wed himself to a pre-arb extension. Is this the start of something special in Cincinnati, though, under Tito? Like, are you starting to see the pieces come together a little bit there?
Oh, I absolutely am. And Tito, getting him as the manager there was a brilliant move for the Reds. And he is as respected of a manager as there is in baseball. Like, I would put him up there with the Bruce Bochy's. And that is saying a lot, considering that Bochy is a first ballot Hall of Famer, just an incredible manager, multiple World Series winning manager, Bruce Bochy, I should say. And Francona is, he's got a really talented team there in Cincinnati, and they have so much young talent, but it's headlined by Ellie De La Cruz here. And we're seeing in spring training what exactly he's capable of, because typically this time of the year, pitchers are ahead of the hitters, but De La Cruz is just hitting the ground running and looks, I mean, he looks unbelievable. I mean, he's got the size and physique to match any player in baseball. He's got the talent that I don't know if there's anyone in baseball who is as talented as Ellie De La Cruz. And I'm not forgetting Juan Soto or anybody like that. I mean, I think maybe Shohei Ohtani might be like the lone exception, considering he can do both. But he's so gifted all around. And like, I understand the extension talk here with De La Cruz, but that being said, his agent is Scott Boras, and we know exactly how much Boras loves doing extensions before free agency. He does not do it at all. He prefers his players to establish their values on the open market. That being said, though, De La Cruz is very far away from free agency. We're not even close to having that conversation quite yet, but he is going to be in a position where he can really cash in. And I mean, well, I don't know exactly what the number is going to be. I don't think anybody knows that at this point, but the way that he's trending, it's looking pretty nice for what his future value is going to hold. But, and also too, it's like, you got to remember this is when it comes to other extension candidates as well, especially for young star players. We saw what Juan Soto got. We obviously saw what Shohei Ohtani got. We're going to see this next year, what Vladimir Guerrero Jr. gets, because that contract is going to start with at least a 5. I don't know exactly how much further above it goes than that, but it's a very good time to be a free agent here in baseball. And De La Cruz, whenever that time comes, is going to be.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
No different.
Yeah, if Juan Soto's contract wasn't already like momentous enough just as a free agent standalone, I don't know why anyone in this boat would ever consider an extension ever again at this point. Like, you're going to get a below market offer, even if you're talking to big market teams. That's the whole point of this. So, like, I just can't imagine any talent this big settling on sacrificing the potential of $300-400 million, unless the offer is so unless we're going to start doing $580 million preemptive extensions, then I just don't really get why anyone in this boat would even entertain it.
No, and I think you're exactly right about that. And yeah, I don't think it'll be a serious consideration for him. Like, I don't, that's why we've also haven't seen a guy. I mean, totally different kind of ball player we're talking about here. But Tarik Skubal in Detroit, like, the Tigers have had conversations with him in the past, but they've gone absolutely nowhere. And whenever he ends up going into free agency, it's coming up in the not so distant future. He is going to be in position to really, really, really cash in. So I don't blame Boris at all for waiting. Obviously, there's risk because injuries happen. Like, they're a very real thing, and there's no guarantee for future performance. But waiting out for guys like De La Cruz or Skubal makes all the sense in the world, and I totally understand it by Boris.
Yeah, speaking of injury concerns, the comment saying Luis Gil injury concern. Yeah, he's been shut down. He had a shoulder issue today. Aaron Boone just said shut him down. And shoulder issue is the number one thing that often kills pitchers. So Marcus Stroman, thanks for hanging out. Will Warren, thanks for hanging out. Probably going to make the Yankees opening day rotation now. That's really all I have to say about that. There's no team more chronically injured than the New York Yankees, and following them is absolute hell on earth. Although the New York Giants, it's even worse. Losing the World Series was awesome. Loved that. Speaking of these early extension candidates, though, obviously when you're in a top tier, like when you're in the Ellie De La Cruz tier, it's pretty hard to entertain at this point. I know we're going to get questions about this, so just to preempt it, anybody preseason here even eyeing in the next month or so that might be on the docket for that kind of thing? Not necessarily something that gets done, but even conversations that are swirling.
There was one guy that I thought could be a possibility. I thought it could be Jackson Merrill, but I would be pretty surprised if that ultimately ended up happening based on what I've currently heard. I do think a guy like Luis Arraez makes sense for San Diego and getting that possibly done, and maybe it can lower his salary for this year and spread it out into future years, because we've seen them do that even with Nick Pivetta's deal, where it was a $1 million base for this year, just to give them some additional flexibility for this year, and just some long-term certainty there with Arraez would make plenty of sense. Garrett Crochet makes a ton of sense with the Boston Red Sox. And that was a big thing with him last year when he was with the Chicago White Sox. Like, an extension was something that he wanted or that he was very open to. Obviously it did not happen with the White Sox, but getting that long-term certainty there for a guy like Crochet would make all the sense in the world. Yeah. And last year, when he was, especially the first half of the year and even going into the second half of the year, he was arguably like one of the best pitchers in baseball. Like, I don't even know if you can say arguably, like, his stuff was simply unreal. And I mentioned in our previous shows, and I'll say it again, like, I talked to players, I talked to coaches, I talked to people all around baseball, and they said that the two toughest guys that they've had to face last year were Tarik Skubal and Garrett Crochet. Like, we're talking just a guy with massive ability. And that's why the Boston Red Sox ultimately went out and got him, gave up a huge haul to get him. But the long-term thought for them is that he can be the pillar of their rotation. And if you can get him signed now, you're possibly saving tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars. If they ended up waiting. So I think that's something that makes all the sense in the world. I would also add O'Neal Cruz to this list. And I don't necessarily think this is the most likely thing. This is just my own speculation, not sourced or anything. But the Pirates, they've done extensions with some of their core players recently. They did it with Mitch Keller. They did it with Key Brian Hayes. They did it with Brian Reynolds. And Brian Reynolds and O'Neal Cruz are represented by the same agency. Different agents, but like same agency. So there's some familiarity there in getting deals done. So we'll see if that ultimately ends up getting done. And then the last one I want to mention here is Lawrence Butler with the Oakland A's.
With the A's of some variety.
Yeah, it's going to take a while for me to get used to saying that. But Lawrence Butler with the A's, like as Evan Drellick reported, there have been conversations between the two sides. I don't know exactly how far those talks have progressed, but the A's have been pretty aggressive in trying to spend their money this year. And getting that done would be just a further way of building what they're trying to do long term. And it would make all the sense. He's 24 years old. He's eligible for free agency after the 2029 season. So it's like we're talking like this would buy out the rest of his arbitration and then at least probably 1 or 2 years of free agency. So we'll see if that gets done. But to me, he stands out as one of the more obvious candidates here. And I'll give another one too, because I'm feeling pretty generous today. I like doing that. But there have been rumors about Brenton Doyle and the Colorado Rockies possibly talking extension. I saw that in MLB trade rumors a while ago. Not necessarily sure how much I buy that one. I would not get your hopes up for that in Colorado. I'll just say that much.
It's funny. I've seen probably more coverage of Rockies camp in the last like 24 hours, 36 hours than I have in any recent year. Saw a little Nolan Jones bounce back interview after how bleak the end of last year was. I've liked some of the early mashing that the Rockies have done. I like Michael Tolia's swing. I like some of the ease with which these things have come about. But yeah, sorry, Rockies fans, if you're watching, which I assume you are. Maybe nothing doing there yet. Well, we'll keep checking in on that as the spring goes along. You never know what materializes. Additionally, in addition to the good stuff, hey, Luis Gil getting injured during the podcast. Good timing. Other injury concerns. Gunnar Henderson exited after one at bat yesterday, but they said we're going to play it safe and maybe no MRI at this point. So I don't know if that's actually something to watch out for. Andrew Benintendi, another notable one, down for a while, as he always seems to be. The Red Sox are dealing with some sort of mysterious Brian Baio, Cutter Crawford, there just behind situation. Not sure if Marcelo Meyer can pitch, but that might help handle those depth issues. Are you hearing anything specific on any of those injuries in any way that, maybe I'm miscategorizing Gunnar? It feels like nothing in Baltimore, but curious if you're hearing anything different.
Yeah, it's kind of my same read on it too, if I'm being honest. And as far as like his Gunner goes, I think he'll be totally fine. The Red Sox stuff, I can't say I've heard anything really new on that front as well. I don't know if Marcelo Meyer can pitch, but they got all sorts of different stuff going on over with Boston. But I want to stick with the Yankees here, mm-hmm. Especially with the injury here to the rotation. Like that rotation. I mean, there's that roster overall. We mentioned on the last show, like there's some seriously kind of like bad juju going on with that.
I mean, it is the worst fandom of all the fandoms of teams that are successful because they're the most hated team in the world and they never win any championships. So.
No. And it's a tough spot for them to be in. And it's a tough spot for you to be in, I should say. Like they could absolutely not be in this position. They could have spent Juan Soto money and gotten him. They could have still gone out and done some other stuff. There's just, I don't know, it's a frustrating organization overall because they were so close, but yet they were also so far at the same time, especially with their defensive miscues last year. I don't want to get into that because I know that'll work you up.
Well, another report just dropped that JT Brubaker, who, again, like, is that someone I'm counting on to be in the Yankees bullpen? Not really, but Greg Joyce of the Post, JT Brubaker broke three ribs trying to get out of the way of a comebacker last weekend. Symptomatically, he's doing okay, but it will cost him time. Trying to get out of the way? So did he get hit with it, or was he ducking to evade it? He broke three ribs by moving his body in a twist. This is the kind of stuff that we deal with that no other fan base is dealing with.
No, although I will say in his defense, I hurt myself sneezing the other day. I am on day six of my ribs hurting from sneezing. So that is a very legit thing. Rib stuff is not fun. I've continued to be able to work out, so that's been good. But like whenever I sneeze, I feel it. So JT, I feel you on that one. But that talk about a cursed fan base right now. And I also want to say, RG, thank you very much for the super chat. That's very nice of you.
I believe he's paying us because the Yankees traded Richard Fitz for Alex Verdugo. So I'm actually going to give that money right back. You can have your $5 super chat. I don't need that.
Adam Weiner, we were the best.
I don't need your pity super chat. Yeah.
Dude, and also, like, the Yankees, they, at least according to what John Heyman said on the podcast last week, and I totally believe John, like he says the Yankees are essentially broke at this point.
Yeah.
They have an opportunity. If like Heel's injury is bad enough, why don't you go out and get Jose Quintana? Somebody like that. I don't know. I mean, there's still some veteran guys out there. Kyle Gibson's another one too. So there's still some options out there for sure. But they're the Yankees. They can't be broke. Like that just should not physically or humanly be possible at this point. But alas, that's at least what they're saying or what they're telling John Heyman. So yeah, mm-hmm. Oi. As John likes to say, oi.
I like to say that too. I mean, look, I'm glad that, you know, the Red Sox spent, they go get Bregman. Now the hose of, hey, this team should spend more can be firmly focused on the New York Yankees. Writers across the country could be like, wait a minute, you're saying you're broke? Aren't you the most profitable team in the sport? Like, we understand you don't have the Ohtani Japanese revenue stream, but give me a break. Just simply give me a break. So it's good to maybe let's get the national attention on Hal Steinbrenner a little bit. Mr. I don't need a $300 million payroll to win a World Series. Well, you folks, whatever you did with your current payroll, not good enough. So maybe you need to add to that a little bit. Get some better players. Nolan Arenado to the Yankees in the comments. I don't really see how that helps at this point in time. Can he pitch? No, I don't think he can. But no. Yeah, it's a good look. Hey, get better players. I'm not sure if he's one of them, but get better players. I'm going to turn it back to you, Robert, because I don't want to talk about nobody wants to hear a Yankees pity party, even though, again, the most hated team in baseball, you would have thought they would have won a World Series in the last 15 years to have earned all that hatred. But apparently, no, they lose and then they still get owned by everybody. That's always nice. Anything else in your notebook as we get into the second weekend of spring games and March? Again, I don't want to call it perilously close because March is fun. I wish it was today, but tomorrow is March opening day, 3.5 weeks away. I mean, we are getting there. So any word on, you mentioned Quintana, the players who are still unsigned or anything developing that you're keeping your eyes out for?
Yeah, still nothing to my knowledge really developing there with Quintana or any of these other free agents. It kind of continues to just be sitting here in limbo, just waiting for teams to budge or waiting for the player to budge. And just everyone's kind of just at a standstill at this point. But as I'll address this one thing from RG, because actually I wrote about it today on fansided.com. About Arenado and just overall his trade market. At this point, I would absolutely expect Arenado to remain with the St. Louis Cardinals, especially considering, I mean, salary, his age, decline in performance, like all those factors, and his no trade clause, which really ends up limiting just his market overall. And as for the Yankees overall, like I've seen so many different people connect them to Arenado, but it never has made any sense. I don't think they've ever really been in either. So unless something just drastically changes and the Yankees get more money and they suddenly become interested in Arenado, then I would highly, 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 highly doubt it happens. So just would not get your hopes up there. Overall, it just continues to be teams chucking along here in spring training. Everyone's optimistic about what's going on. So we'll see. I will say this. I like what I'm seeing from the Pirates so far. I feel like they're starting off strong. I like what they're building. Maybe they can add somebody else here in free agency. I don't know if they're actually considering that, or I don't know how likely that is overall. But I like the look of the Pirates so far early in spring.
I hope the Pirates are good.
Me too. I hope they're good too. That'd be awesome.
It would be nice. I like the Pirates. I obviously love what the Reds are up to. One of the first comments of today's pod, Caleb Durbin home run. Hey, give me the Brewers too. Like, let's see somebody come out of the NL Central and make real noise in the postseason instead of going out early. I'm in favor. I'm in favor. Well, that's it for today's show. Thank you for joining us, everybody. You get to watch live Yankees injury news. I guarantee you this won't be the last time you get to watch that on the podcast. It happens every 3.5 days. You can set your watch to it. So probably next week we'll break some Yankees injury news as well. Until then, we'll be here Monday and Wednesday. Again, normal time. The prospect show is noon on Tuesday, so please tune in for that. No guests next week, but the week after, we got a good one, folks. We got a very good one the week after. Friday, going to do a pod probably normal time. But if not, hey, turn on your notifications. You will be the first to know. Or you can join us in the Discord. You'll get the information there as well. Discord, we love it. YouTube channel, subscribing, rating, reviewing, podcast platforms. Again, I was like, we're seeing a little uptick in the listens. We're seeing a pretty big uptick. We see you. We see you all, podcast listeners. Robert Murray, another week in the books. Another good one, mostly. The Diet Mountain Dew of weeks, I would say.
No, it was definitely the Diet Mountain Dew of weeks. It was good to be here with you, Adam. It was good to talk ball with you. It was good to everyone in the comments. We appreciate you for tuning in. We will hopefully have some news to report maybe this weekend, maybe Monday. We'll see. But we'll have plenty to talk about Monday, Wednesday, and Friday of next week. But Adam, I appreciate you. See everyone back here on, what was it, Monday?
Monday we'll be here.
Let's do it. And yeah, I'll do it now. Adam Weinerb, I appreciate you. Everyone in the comments, I appreciate you. Sean Daly, our amazing producer who's filling in for the lovely Joanne, we appreciate you. And we'll see everyone back here on Monday.
Right back here on Monday. Until then, take care, everybody.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
When you get the Planet Fitness Black Card, you can bring a friend anytime you work out. And now through March 13th, get your first month free when you join. You heard that right. Conquer the stair climber with your partner in climb. Enjoy a post-workout recovery session in the hydro massage. And do it all again with access to any of our 2,700 convenient locations. So, you coming? Get your first month free and all the perks with the PF Black Card for just $1 down, $24.99 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends March 13th. See club for details.